Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a good photo. It's a slightly heavier photo of me. I saw a picture of me on an old driver's license from Virginia. I literally look like I have been inflated with helium.
I remember that driver's license. He was so big, Josh, the driver's license was 5x7.
What don't you like about the Great White North?
What I don't like about Canada is marijuana is now legal up here.
Right.
But everything smells like marijuana.
So I don't like the smell of
marijuana. I don't like the smell. Gives me a headache.
I don't either. If you would go into a market, we will use Washington, D.C., since that was our market. Thank you for the applause.
You're supposed to clap when an entertainer.
You're such a moron. I swear to
your
God.
City.
You got me, Rob, for whatever reason.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Welcome
to the
Mike
show,
O'Mara
Mike.
Show. Sorry, but it's time. It's time. Or as Bruce Buffer would say, it's time, which is like one of the worst, like half-assed starts to, you know, I'm not my brother.
Is that from his cooking show?
By the way, am I going to, I'll probably get sued just by saying that.
No. Right? His brother is the problem, not him.
No, but I mean that the whole family's probably litigious, you know?
Maybe.
It's time.
Well, then he could, David Haynes, the estate of David Haynes could sue him.
That's
for
what
saying,
he says when there's like an MMA match. It's time. Come on. You can't do better than that.
You should know? Like that because of your love for watches.
It's time. By the way, I should mention the names.
Yeah, please do on a daily basis.
This is the Tissot. 1850, well, that's just on every Tissot. Powermatic 80, I can't read.
Can we get some eyes on that bad boy? Let's see it. The Tissot, yeah. Leather band.
We got to get you a nice overhead shot of your hands for that.
Yes,
just
yes.
A watch camera.
Well, you're able to do that. So, I mean, there are a lot of things I'm going to be doing in the studio that'll be an added dimension. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday, June. Is busting out all over, and
indeed.
We couldn't be more thrilled. We are we're international today. We have Rob Spiewak in the country of Leesburg. I am here in Southwest Florida,
it's a
and
kingdom,
Josh,
Mike.
Josh is in. He's not on the Canadian side, so technically it is
I
not.
Am on
no,
the
he
Canadian
is.
Side.
Oh, you I are. Am. So you're looking across at the American side.
This is the Canada side, right next to me, and
okay.
Then over here. That you can't see across the fog is the American side.
You see, yes. Like people that are Canadian-centric, when they go to Niagara Falls, they say, oh, you have to go to Canada to get the best view of the falls. Hooray for Canada. Well, I remind you, what you're seeing is the American side. So the American side
is
better.
No, that's not correct. That's not correct.
No. The big horseshoe is the Canadian side.
I disagree.
That is not up for disagreement.
No, I'm just talking about the best view.
Have you been?
I have.
When did you go to Niagara Falls?
Let's see. Julia Carey was ripe with Robert, so it would have to be 2001. Has it changed much in 23 years?
I will tell you, in the most classic American versus Canada thing, at night they shoot off fireworks on the American side.
Yeah.
Which does not improve
nice.
the nicer buildings.
No.
And the more fun activities are on the
Canadian
side. Oh,
you mean the bastardization of a natural wonder by building wax museums?
No, it's simply nicer hotels, Rob. I bet you didn't even go across to the Canadian side.
We did. I had to show my driver's license. I remember.
And by nicer hotels, Mike means casinos.
Properties.
Right.
Interesting you should bring that up.
All right. Well, Josh, congratulations on your trip to our friends up north. Please keep an eye on them for me. That's all I ask.
We're very excited. A new announcement on the show. I didn't come to rehearsal, so you'll just have to let me know when we're going to. When do we talk about our new thing? Like right
whenever
away?
Whenever you want.
Oh, yeah. So that usually means at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see if my camera shot works.
Is this breaking news, Mike?
Breaking news. I have a request.
Yeah.
I wish for new breaking news music.
That saddens me.
Not today. I know. Of course, any change saddens you, but I don't have to do it right now.
Okay, you will have it. You will have it. But occasionally I may drop this one in because it's fun.
I like the new. We have a new product for the TMOS store. This was designed by the Spiewak family, specifically Julia Spiewak, who designed our brand new, available for you, TMOS playing cards, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there they are.
The print is much sharper in person.
Yeah, we'll go with this.
All right. Yeah.
Better.
There you go. Focus.
You can see Mike. You can see me. You can see the custom made box they arrive in, and then every card has our special "Don't Get Happy Society" logo. And like a playing card, it doesn't matter which way you hold it; it's right side up all the time. And I also want to say that I approve the quality of these cards. These are not cheap drugstore airport cards. This is the top of the line stuff. This is what you feel when you go to a casino. These are great cards. I'm a card enthusiast and I stand behind these 100%. And if you're seeing them clearly right now, go see an optometrist.
I'll just go over to here.
No, I'm just showing them. I have to go back and go there.
There you go. Mike, let's see the back. That's the custom part.
Every time I go out of focus.
Hi.
There it is. There you go.
Yes. I love it. I've never been more excited to be part of a piece of merchandise than this one. They look beautiful. Julia did such a good job. And look, Mike, don't forget to take out the jokers. They come with two jokers, not counting Mike and me.
And the specialty cards will have my signature on the side of the box.
Cool.
That's where we decided to sign them last night because they were. It was difficult to put them on this beautiful artwork. I wasn't gonna.
That's the VIP version of the card, right?
I'd like to. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, a little tribute to Juice Newton.
Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Dee 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 dee.
Mike, were you disappointed that her career didn't go further, Juice Newton?
You know what? No. Okay. And there's the Joker.
That's right.
And they are up on the TMOS store right now.
Grab them because there's a very limited number of them. Very limited number.
And here's the great thing about them. Mm-hmm. We have all the cards. Okay.
Mike, just to prove it.
Yeah.
Are you saying that if you buy the deck, it comes with the Ace of Spades?
Yes, it does.
How about
it has Ace
the
of
Seven
hearts.
Of Diamonds?
We had to stop the printing at that.
Oh, so it only goes up to seven.
Yeah, but we played blackjack, and we're going to play blackjack again on Thursday's Portal show. You'll hear about that later in the show. But there they are. Aren't they gorgeous?
I love it.
And I wish I could do more. Let me do a see. It's been a long time since I've done a shuffle. All
right, hold on. You know, I was impressed with the shuffling skills of Josh on the bonus show. He can't do the bridge, but he was pretty accurate.
Oh, I like that wide shot of everything on your desk.
Yeah, that's good. And also you can see the vast expanse of the room you're in. You can see both walls.
Yes. Man, you are no longer in a garage.
It feels great.
I have to say, the move back here. You don't know when you do stuff. You don't know whether it's going to be a big deal. I'm so comfortable in here now, and it just makes me feel
And it's a shorter
good.
Commute.
It's a... you are... Monday Rob, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought Friday Rob is what you hated.
Yeah, no. You know what? Maybe Monday through Friday Rob.
Don't demean me, Mike.
And I believe
just
it's
in here getting it done.
It's a few extra steps. It's a little further.
Yes. We make a joke because, when on the on that website that's banned me.
Yes.
Hey, Josh, can you offer any insight as to what the, and I call it the We Hate Mike website, why they have banned me? I was having so much fun popping in occasionally and saying, I agree.
I don't know.
They haven't had a thread where they've discussed that? Really? Okay. I would think that anybody on that page on Facebook would come forward because, hey, that's a perfect hating thing. I was able to ban him.
Would you like someone to start that thread?
No, I want somebody to let me back in.
Administrator.
Hello, little girl.
I don't know. it might have been Carla that banned you. Maybe she just blocked you, didn't want you seeing the hate.
No, I hope not. I hate that. I hate not wanting me to see the hate.
You want to see it?
It comes with the territory. I've been hated on my whole career. Anybody that puts themselves out in any public forum is going to receive that. Now, some of us are more special than others where we get an entire page dedicated to people doing that. And, this is how twisted and weird I am. I feel so... I've had some of the nastiest stuff written about me on that page, but the real killer is being banned from it. I feel so completely...
They are talking about you behind your back.
It's horrible. I feel horrible that I'm not able to just look in. Let me explain to those people, all right? At the TMOS Unhinged website.
I think that's what it's called.
I need that in my life. My personality requires that in my life. And I'm not saying that it makes me feel good.
No.
But it's necessary for my negative personality, my don't get happy persona, you know, where, hey, we sold a lot of those T-shirts. Do I think about that? Yes, I do. I love the Get Happy Society. These are Don't Get Happy playing cards right here. The Don't Get Happy Society. But I require that negative feedback to kind of keep me going. And when I was not there anymore.
I agree. And there were times, it was mostly when I was drinking, but there's another specific...
Well, I still am, so maybe that's why I like it.
It could
so
be.
Much.
But there is another specific website that was a little darker, and I would, when I was in my darkest places, I would visit it and see how people hated me, and it does.
But you'd have to search
I'm not trying to. It's not a contest, but I had entire threads devoted to me.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That one has some spillover. On the page. So there are people that were there that are also there. The terms are...
That other page feels kind of like... Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
It's a page full of people who have been banned from other TMOS groups. So I think they just enjoy the fact that they could ban you.
They're all banned, so they want to be banned. But obviously, I was let in by a power broker over there, and I would ask that power broker, whoever he is, to let me back in. Let me in.
Well, they sure do.
TMOS Unhinged.
Speaking of Unhinged, over the weekend, Mrs. O'Mara and I went to the Bad Place down
here. Now, how did this happen? I thought that was definitely on hiatus, and I thought that was a campaign spearheaded by Carla to not go there.
It was. There was some cajoling. Saturday morning, I got back on the golf course. I was delighted. I was so happy. Even with a procedure coming up, I was able to get out there and play relatively pain-free.
You play 18?
Played 18.
How did you feel afterwards?
I felt fine. Maybe good. A little bit of a soreness in that area, and still going to get the thing done, I believe.
Any soreness in your wallet? Am I right, ladies?
No, because there was nobody there. Nobody showed. It was just four guys. We only had four, so we didn't even gamble. But during the course of that, how did it come up? I know we might have I might have been thinking about it because I knew we had a babysitter on Saturday night. I knew that. But even with a babysitter, it's not that total freedom where the clock doesn't matter. And then suddenly, middle of the day, even before I got home, I was made aware of the fact that Michael had a sleepover at a friend's house. And as soon as that happened, I was talking to her on the golf course, and I said, "Roll the bones, roll the bones." Come on.
And people should know when Michael is being babysat at home, you have all the windows blacked out, and there are no clocks in your house. So
yes.
It's just like a casino.
Absolutely.
And so there's no.
So he never knows.
He never
when
knows
we're
the
coming
time.
Home.
Exactly.
But this now, was a sure? sleepover, and we finally went.
Are you sure that was you and not like a voice just coming from the golf course? Let you know.
Kind no, of it was like me because I was whispering.
Like the voice during
I was whispering
of
to the. No, it
it's
was
coming
like,
from the golf ball.
If you build it, he will gamble. If you build it, he will gamble.
No, Mike, what the voice was saying is if you pull it, he will lose.
No, no. If you pull it, you'll get excited. oh. But anyway,
the, see now that's disgusting. What's the matter
you.
With you?
I so we went lost and went home, but it was much more controlled because we knew exactly what we were going to you know you always bring what you can afford to lose. So I brought $350,000. We lost it, and I came back home
just for fun. Did you read the sign that we always love to read by the ATM?
Gamblers Anonymous?
Yes, yeah. I do enjoy that.
Is gambling a problem for you? I'm John Tesh. Is it a problem for you? Yes, it is. So it was, you know, the thing is, it's been so long that we had all sorts of new games.
Like
so,
what?
Huff and More Puff.
Oh. Okay, so you didn't stick with the classics like Buffalo or...
Dragging Link. I'm in Buffalo's.
Yeah.
That's not
Kathy,
a new game,
my stepmom's yeah. favorite game is Buffalo.
Top Dollar.
Now you these are top, all the ones.
I'm hearing
with
a bleed in. By the way, I'm hearing just a little skip over my headphones. I don't know where that's coming from, but
was it the? Anyway. Did you play mostly the big video screen video games, or were there any old school like?
No,
Double
we
Diamond?
Played mostly the old school Top Dollar machine.
Okay, good, good. Because I don't like
which teased us and then took it all. It's what they do. If you want to know what gambling's all about, they tease us and then they take it away. So they'll give you a little something and then they take it all.
Yeah,
because by giving you a little something, it's the way it works that they
it's like a
they
drug
motivate
dealer.
You to do that. And by the way, my love affair with Vegas Matt done. Don't want
Why?
Him on the show.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Boring. Boring, 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 well, boring.
Do you think you found boredom once you got into the, got back into the bad place and you
no.
found the
action?
No,
the boredom comes from the mindless patter. Now, we are professional mindless patterers, all right? But we have our mindless patter organized. They are not as entertaining as they believe they are.
Ah.
And I unfortunately have... chosen to there is an air of superiority because obviously the man has just hundreds of thousands of dollars to gamble, which means he's probably got I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say tens of millions to you know
if
to
he's been doing
to,
it as
to,
long as he has day. at the scale he has that's
I think
a very easy guess.
And there's this kind of like we don't care and that I don't know somewhere along the line I like silence and just watching the machine because then it makes me feel like I'm playing the machine
but
I won't be doing that this week at all because I'm feeling very very bad about the whole process.
But the silence, I mean, you love the sound, the siren call of the casino.
Like I like that. When I say silence, I say no talking.
No talking. I see.
The patter is, it's just, I don't know. It's off-putting in that there is, well, how would I describe it? There's an attitude of we're better. And that doesn't do well for me.
I know
a little weird
well.
Watching them. You know,
you going to a casino is not a group activity for you.
Do you remember Bretzky, the guy that mentioned us right. on his little clips? Now that guy has my kind of gambling attitude that he knows
that's
he's going to
he
get
loses
his ass
all the
kicked.
Time. Right.
Well, everybody loses all the time. He just True. Kind of like now the reason Vegas Matt probably doesn't lose, and all those big gamblers don't because they've got such massive bankrolls that they're going to hit occasionally. They're just going to keep going and going and going and
the
going.
The high limit slots are they a little looser?
No.
Okay.
That's the myth. That's okay. a myth. If you think playing a higher denomination will help you. That they're random generated numbers. Have you rolled the bones at all when you've been in Canada, Josh? Have you
I found
your way into a casino?
In fact, I got these Canadian dollars from the casino. Straight out
Wash
of the
your
ATM.
Hands.
No winning.
No winning.
That's what's
winning
left over.
The first obvious consonant drop of the week, ladies and gentlemen, winning is there. But it's
I played a little blackjack, but okay. I didn't like it because it was video blackjack where the dealer was in some other casino or somewhere else.
Virtual.
And you saw their hands.
And now was it a real dealer that was doing it virtually?
Yeah, it was a real dealer. It was a real dealer. It was very similar to our bonus show. And how we'll do the portal on Thursday.
Okay.
But I didn't like it.
Now, was the dealer, was he devoted to that one casino, or do they, like, spread him out to other casinos?
I believe it was multiple casinos that he went to.
So, like, Mike, do you remember when we used to have to share contests at the end of our ride?
Well, that's radio in general. So
radio
what
now,
Rob's referring to is, and I don't know if I articulate this the best way when I talk about it, but back in the day, I've mentioned this several times on this show. Back in the day, if you would go into a market, we will use Washington, D.C., since that was our market. Thank you for the applause.
You're supposed to clap when an entertainer.
You're such a moron. I
mentions
swear to
your
God.
City.
So back in the day, perhaps that's why I laugh at my bald-headed friend here, because it just applauding when I mention the city is just so silly and so dumb. So you got me, Rob, for whatever reason. Do not let this encourage you to applaud.
Anyone out there from Fort Myers?
Back in the day, and I'm going to say the 80s, radio stations were, and inflation being what it was when the cost of things weren't was not as expensive, but radio advertising was still kind of where it is today. Mm-hmm. And so when you had a very successful radio station, they had deep pockets, and it was part of their existence, their budget, to have a promotional budget. And the promotional budget included some spectacular things. Now, they would involve, in many cases, cash that would really just be from the radio station. But more often than not, they would have a trade arrangement because so many people were listening, and airlines and hotels and car companies.
Power you would Porsche, have, Mike.
You would have radio stations themselves give away fantastic prizes.
Yep.
There were tens of thousands of dollars could be given away on a radio station coming from that individual radio station. When radio began to, the business model of radio began to falter and revenues began to go down, the radio stations felt it necessary to bind together, whether it would be an owner that owned five radio stations in a city, or whether it would be a national chain that owned stations everywhere. They would have incredible promotions, but they would all be on the same company's radio stations. And so that's when it got watered down, and your chances of winning got watered down. Your chances, if you were listening to a morning show like the Don and Mike show at WAVA back in the day, you had incredibly great odds of winning a prize because, you know, of the pure numbers. When you add that into a cluster of radio stations and the oldies station is giving away the same prize as the rock station, which is the same prize as the sports station, that's when it got a little bit watered down because they can't afford, individual stations cannot afford to give away those kind of prizes.
The most frustrating thing is being on the air and saying, you know, in days of old, any time you could hit the touch tones and say 100th caller or 106th caller right now wins.
Right.
But to make the contest fair, I had to sign an affidavit saying that we would fire the touch tones at exactly, say, 3:17 and 30 seconds. And then that way people.
You're talking about when everything was mixed.
Yeah, when it was, because every radio station had to fire the touch tones at the same time.
You'd have to do the contest at that specific time.
Yeah, and that was you don't want to miss it. You can't go early because you get in trouble. If you go late, you're actually putting your listeners at a disadvantage. And we were operating that time on a 1 minute and 20 second delay, so there was a lot of math involved. Yeah. So you had to subtract a minute and a minute 20 from the time that it was just too much. It was a bad idea.
Well, and now it's nationwide contests.
Yeah.
If you do a radio show now, it's the entire world.
And so it waters it down. And I just was, it was so much fun back in those days. The promotions I talk about still to this day, we took, I think it was over 100 listeners to London, England, to
Mike,
the Prince's Trust concert.
I bet it was 105 listeners.
It may have been. we took a plane load of listeners from Washington, D.C. down to the Dallas Cowboys game against the Redskins back in the day. And I say that retroactively. I'm not trying to be politically incorrect here. But those type of promotions.
You know, was a cool
promotion.
And then,
as Rob mentions, we gave away cars and motorcycles.
I always thought one of the coolest promotions was the Powertrain to Nowhere.
Yeah, that was that. Well, that was creative because that was also when we were generating different promotions because the coffers were starting to go down.
Josh, they leased a proper train at Union Station, filled it with listeners, and fed them, gave them drinks, gave them prizes.
And basically, it went up, a party on a train. That
went
up
to went up
Philly
to New
and
York
back.
And back. And
was it so New York?
All I know is you ended up back at Union Station.
I think it was up to Philly. I think it was
up to Philly. Okay, and then back.
But okay, so just a loop.
It so bad.
It didn't stop it in Philly. You just kept going.
Yeah.
It was back in the day. But you know, it was fun. It was fun, but they don't really do that anymore. Now,
Nowadays, you'd get on the train, they'd make it, shake it like it's moving, and you don't really go anywhere.
Exactly, and then charge you to get off.
Right. By the way, back when I was a nighttime jock early in my career, that was my slogan, shake it like it's moving. I used to say that all the time. Shake it like it's moving, ladies
now
and gentlemen.
Now here's MFSB.
Now, Josh Soroka, the new executive producer for the Mike O'Meara Show, I have to say, you are in Niagara Falls for a special occasion, are you not? Is this an anniversary?
Well, this is a Trump got locked up, so we left the country.
Oh!
But no, obviously this has been planned for a while.
There's a window into his politics, which we have never discussed, and I know I shouldn't discuss it with him.
It could make things go very badly very quickly.
No, it is my anniversary.
I got him, didn't I? I got you.
I do avoid the politics.
Yes, that's fine, and that's
for the
cool.
Most part.
That's
but do you love this country, Josh? Do you love America?
Yeah, of course. I don't like Canada.
You don't like Canada? Oh, my God. You know, we have two against one now on that. Rob Spiewak has hated Canada forever.
There's some things I like about Canada. I really like Tim Hortons. I wish we had Tim Hortons in Florida.
You and I agree on that one. And by the way, though, the business model for Tim Hortons, since you brought it up, a little questionable the consistency of the American locations. And I don't know if they closed all their American locations.
Oh, I didn't
know
there were American locations.
Oh, in Maine, they had a couple of them. There was one up in Bangor, Maine that we used to go to. But I believe it is still an absolutely solid chain in Canada. And man, oh man, I love them donuts. They are fantastico up there.
Had the donuts yesterday.
No, Mike, they have them in New Jersey.
They have a Tim Hortons in Jersey. Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Raritan, New Jersey. So, they're not exclusive to up there. But have you had American Tim Hortons and the donuts don't measure up? What doesn't measure up when you
go? Business model of consistency. There was one they had in Ellsworth for a while, Rob, that they opened one in Ellsworth. And half the time it was open, half the time people didn't show up for work. It was really difficult.
And I'll tell you, I don't know how they do it so fast. From the time I order at the drive-through box to I get up there, the bagel's toasted, cream cheese put on, made, coffee's ready
to go. Very good chain.
They're very fast.
And known for their coffee, too. Their Tim Hortons coffee, which is very, very popular up in Canada. What don't you like about the Great White North?
What I don't like about Canada is marijuana is now legal up here.
In Canada?
In Canada. which mm-hmm. I didn't think was a big deal, and I never cared in the States whether it was legal or not.
Right.
But everything smells like marijuana. So
I don't like the smell of marijuana.
I don't like the smell. Gives me a headache.
I don't either. I don't know. You know where I get it? Down here, everywhere. I get it at the bowling alley. If we're yes. down on the far right-hand side of the bowling alley where the smoking area is outside, it wafts. I walked outside just joking with the guys at one point to say, just trying to get a contact high. That's all.
No,
but so they're liberally – are they smoking it in the casinos?
I did not see it in the casinos.
Okay.
I all saw right. it a lot. We were in the suburbs of Toronto, and it was like you open up your car door – and it's instantly in your face.
Yeah. And so, you're not a pothead, are you, Sroka?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
All right, I get it. And
so I am now against the legalization of weed simply okay. because I don't want my air quality to go down.
Bold stance.
And anybody toking at the ball yard when you go to see your beloved
that'll
Orioles?
That'll be tonight. I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been yet. All right.
I bet they use the gummies and the edibles if you go to a ball game.
Indoors.
You can't smoke. You can't
no,
smoke.
No, Rob, they
in the
actually
stands.
In Canada they put them in hot dogs.
We
kids yeah. and adults.
We went to a little outdoor market yesterday or mm-hmm. Saturday or something, and there was so much in the air that I assumed someone was there selling it. I just never found the right booth at the farmer's market.
Oh, there are people that would love it. People associated with this show in the past that would love
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think fondly about, you know, the late R.J. Diaz, who would probably enjoy walking through that market and finding his source. You know, it would be
Buzz
Burbank. Well,
he didn't need us because remember, his son, R.J.'s son got into the...
Oh, he grew it out in the West.
He grew
West.
It, yeah. And out West, they'd say.
Out west, they'd say. So the trip to the bad place, just to wrap this up for us, was...
Same bad place as always? I forget.
Well, there's no other one
choices.
That's close by. It's okay. 45 minutes away. And
all right.
It's what it usually is. It's very successful because the old people go out there. But this is the main reason I brought this up, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
If I had been so inclined... I could have taken in Saturday nights, usually when they have their shows
yeah.
at this particular casino, I could have taken in a show and I chose not to, even though this particular individual was in the same building as I was on Saturday night.
May I venture? Can I ask a couple questions to try to guess?
I don't think it's going to take you long at all. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Was it a musical
yes.
act? Okay.
Yes.
Was it a country-flavored musical act?
It was not.
It was not.
But it could be. That's another hint right there.
Hmm. Because I was thinking Alabama.
No, not Alabama.
Is it a featured singer or a group?
Featured singer.
Was his best decade the 70s?
Yeah, but iconic. Has been a name for multiple decades.
Was it Engelbert Humperdinck?
No, but you're remarkably close.
Tom Jones?
You're still close, getting warmer.
Ooh, who could it be?
Bigger. A bigger name, believe it or not.
Than Tom Jones?
Than Tom Jones.
Wow. I mean,
and I'm not saying as successful in record sales, but I am saying certainly a bigger name.
David Hasselhoff?
No. You're moving farther away.
I went in the wrong direction.
It's so, right in front of you. It's right in front of you, and it was right in front of me when I got my latest edition of the Players, because when I go, I lose. I fold up my Players card and throw it in the trash, and then I get a new one when I come back.
So the big poster
of this gentleman right in front of me at the
kiosk.
Would
you say he's more appealing to the ladies?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Especially the ladies that were probably 70 and above.
Oh, gosh. Mike, I give up. For some reason, it's right in front of me, and I can't do it.
Then I'll give you one more word.
Okay.
Think icon. Think icon for a particular entertainment city in the United States.
Wayne Newton,
ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
Wayne Newton was in Immokalee, Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
You made the worst choice of your life by
not
going to see Wayne. Yeah.
I've seen
because
him.
I've know about his new show.
Yes.
And it's very intimate.
It's a smaller orchestra.
Mike, I think it's a band, and he tells a lot of stories. Now, we had Wayne on the show 5 years ago.
Right.
You and
nice
I interviewed
man.
Him.
Barry, we met him. Nice
he
man.
He was tremendous and a great sense of humor, and he gets it. Remember, it was when the
Did
Wayne
we have
Newton,
him on this show 5 years ago?
Yeah. Remember, it was an afternoon booking, and we had to do it by ourselves.
God, I don't remember things. But I'm getting old.
This was at the time, Josh, when Wayne Newton... there were Wayne Newton impersonators in Vegas, as always, and one of them in particular was going to places like barbershops and being a real a-hole, and they asked Wayne to comment on it. And
that's just not acceptable, you know. I've spent years building my brand, and this kind of tomfoolery and hijinks is not something I want to be. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
How about the Florida heat, Wayne? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's so, you know, I've performed in other spots where it was warm, but I really, really don't care for the Florida heat. I need to get back to Vegas. The dry heat I can handle.
Wayne, did you know that when my kids were growing up, I told them you lived under their bed?
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Hey, we got to take a break.
Yes, I'm Wayne Newton. It was great visiting Mike O'Mara's family. Fantastic.
You want to get back, Mike, to where he performs at the Sands.
Unfortunately, Mike could not attend my show due to his degenerate gambling. That's what's important to him. It's the bells and whistles, not an iconic entertainer like Wayne Newton. Thank you, everybody. We'll be right back.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up!
Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Here's a quick tour of the latest bonus show in 32 seconds.
There is a small portion of our audience that is going crazy right now.
And I didn't take out the jokers.
Think you can do it with vinegar.
Hi, sure. Yeah, we're going to descale it.
Have I held his cute little ass up?
Franklin Field, Philadelphia. 13-9 Giants. Halftime score.
I have a blackjack.
You
get an extra hour of funny today with a subscription at MikeOmarisShow.com.
The more click it, the more you get it.
Ha! Hey, everybody, this summer, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike. with electric e-bike. With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, and I love this part, toolless assembly.
Yes.
Electric e-bikes that start at just $799 with the XP Lite. You can save on gas, parking, maintenance, and financing starts as low as $49 per month. Plus, data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often, meaning more exercise, exploration, and fresh air, which is good for you. Get some of that vitamin D. Go full throttle into summer with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com, everybody.
Look at the Kraken. He's humming Donkashane.
Donkashane, darling Donkashane.
We start today with Big Slick Celebrity Weekend. Have you ever heard about that event?
No, it sounds disgusting.
It's not. It's really not. It went down this past weekend in Kansas City, of all places.
Kansas City, Missouri?
I don't know. Kansas City.
I
always get confused by that.
Yeah, I think they're close.
It's an annual event that raises money for pediatric cancer, so it would be something
Excellent.
You would attend if you were out there. Yeah. This year, one of the highlights was a revival of the old Saturday Night Live Superfan sketch, which was DeBears, and I love that so much. It was so much fun, that sketch. The guys sit around saying, Mike Ditka can change the weather with his mood. It included Jason Sudeikis, so they got some names there.
Yeah.
Robert Smigel, who's the voice of Triumph the Insult Comic
And also
dog.
One of the creators of the original bit. I think
and
he wrote the original bit.
George Wendt from Cheers, who was one of the original guys on SNL that did the bit. That's how old the bit is, a long time ago. And did you know, here's a trivia question for you. George Wendt is Jason Sudeikis' uncle in real life.
You taught me that.
Showbiz royalty.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce sat in with them. I mean, if you're at a live event and you see that kind of sketch on stage, how much fun is that?
That's
if
awesome.
You're a Kansas City fan. He sat in with them. Jason dared to bring up his lady friend, Taylor Swift, with this great, like, over-the-top DaBears accent. He said, when are you going to make an honest woman out of her? He added to the quote, he said, Taylor doesn't need to be working anymore. I know your kicker agrees with me. Jason Sudeikis. We want more Jason Sudeikis. I can't get enough of the guy. So there
my
was that,
son
and they
is,
raised money for a good cause.
He seems like such a good guy. And my son is re-watching for the third time Ted Lasso. And
yes.
I just happened to fall into a mid-season episode. That show's as good as I remember it. That
do
was such a fine
not
show.
Need, do we not need the sweetness of Ted Lasso? Ted Lasso came at a time when we were really developing into the divisive country that we are,
yes.
with everybody hating on everybody. And that show brought a lightness and a happiness and a joy that, it was just so sweet. If you expected something to be a reality-based sitcom, you weren't going to get that. But if you wanted something that was going to do storylines that were just kind of nice and kind and people treating each other better, I really enjoyed it. And it had villains, too, so it was
cool. But I always thought that it was amazing, and I don't know that any show has ever done it, to have this many characters in Ted Lasso, and you cared about all of them.
Yeah.
There were no background characters. They all had a plot line that you rooted for. Lovely
show. It was
show.
Great. I love Ted Lasso. I'd love it to come back. That'd be one that I would just high-five everybody if it was back. Here's something that's telling, because they're in the spotlight all the time. Jennifer Lopez has canceled her This Is Me live tour, claiming she needs to spend more time with her, quote, children, family, and close friends. She added that she's completely heartsick and devastated, but it was absolutely necessary. Now, there's plenty of talk that poor ticket sales were at least partially to blame. I find that hard to believe. J-Lo still sells out big buildings, doesn't she?
Tickets have gotten so expensive.
Yeah,
and
putting
there
on
are
a show.
So,
putting
and
on
there
the
are so many tours right now. I think I think she could travel with her family and spend time with them and do the show.
So you might be that.
I think it's a cover-up of some sort.
Well, the big story also recently with her is that she and Ben Affleck are headed for divorce. On that note, Ben and Jen have been spending time together lately. On Thursday, they attended Ben's daughter Violet's graduation, and yesterday they were spotted in Santa Monica with Ben's mom. So, you know, occasionally they're telling the truth that that might be the reason that she is spending more time focusing on the relationship. Who knows?
Did they go to Affleck's restaurant? Ben's Chili Bowl?
Affleck's.
They went to
Casey Affleck's favorite place, that Dunkin' Donuts restaurant. That's a fake spot. That's a Saturday Night Live fake spot I could watch 1,000 times and never get to. Yeah, the new Nut Taps. You know, Nut Taps. And he hits his buddy in the balls. I love that. You will soon be able to enjoy Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Rob, I know you were desperately waiting for this news. I know that you're very, very
well,
happy.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen Lady Elaine.
Is Lady Elaine one of... See, I don't know.
Yeah, one of the ugly crone-like puppets in whatever his land of imagination is.
Should you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? All right, we're really happy today. Yeah, we've got news coming across. Convicted on 34 counts. Thank you. How you doing today?
Do you know, Mr. Rogers, that the former president will also have to change his shoes into something with no laces?
No license because they got them on a watch.
The free streaming service, Pluto TV. I don't take that one.
You do. It's free. I was on Pluto this weekend.
Pluto TV.
But not the planet, but the streaming service. Yeah.
They are launching a channel sometimes this month. Mr. Rogers aired from 1968 to 2001. Plenty of episodes to fill the time. 912 episodes, to be exact, including specials. So you've got that to look forward to. And speaking of the stuff you watch, I looked in last evening, probably right before I was turning in to TCM. You watch that all the time.
All the time. That's my go-to channel.
I realized I made my bones early in my career by doing an impression of this woman. But... if Lucille Ball is in a feature film, I'm not watching. And it's
You were watching
Bob
Critics'
Hope.
Choice.
What was it called?
Critics' Choice.
What
it's
a
horrible.
Land of suck.
It's really bad.
I mean, really, what a phone it in, horrible, terrible movie that
But did
was.
You recognize who played the sexy director that he thought she was having an affair with?
Didn't linger enough with it.
It
I
was
didn't
a
see.
Very young Rip Torn.
And there was Soupy Sales as the hotel clerk chewing the scenery. Everybody that had their bit parts overacting. It was not
it's
rewarding.
Horrible. But I almost called you last weekend, not this past weekend, but want to go on the overnight. They ran the movie that you had watched some of and you liked. And I don't know if you watched the whole thing, The Best Years of Our Lives.
Yeah.
With about the soldiers coming home from World War II. One of the better films ever made.
Audie Murphy, right?
No, it's a different guy, but he did lose his hands in the war.
Oh, so okay, a real veteran hero that had to, and they cast him, and he was phenomenal in the
film.
He
was phenomenal.
Right?
It's just a great film, and you know, they bat about 600 on Turner, and they're trying to bring in some more modern films, but, you know, a modern film to them is like 60 years old.
But would you agree, as far as that network, TCM, it is the definitive old movie network, if you really
they
want
destroyed,
to enjoy.
Well, they launched after American Movie Classics, and then they destroyed American Movie Classics.
What's the big, give us, for listeners that are looking for that kind of content, what's the big line of demarcation between AMC and TCM?
AMC does not have access to the MGM library, which actually includes most Warner Brothers movies because of a merger. Also, TCM has no commercials. They have very knowledgeable hosts.
That's it.
And they believe in the restoration of the film. Some of their black and white prints of movies are just stunning to look at. It's great.
You know,
it's a great channel.
If you want to, you know, go watch the old movies, you might want to do that right after you buy your Mike O'Mara Show playing cards, available for sale now in our store. Josh is on it right there. The Don't Get Happy Society. Hey, you can put it back up again. The Don't Get Happy Society. The Don't Get Happy Society special, Mike O'Mara playing cards. And Mike O'Mara show playing. That's Rob on the left. That's Victor Bono on the right.
It's not Victor Bono. I think it's a great photo. Let's see it one more time, Josh. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good photo of you.
We're both
smirking.
It's a good photo. It's a slightly heavier photo of me. And I saw a picture of me that was on an old driver's license from Virginia. And I literally look like I have been inflated with helium.
I remember that driver's license. He was so big, Josh. The driver's license was 5x7.
Well, I believe there's 109 copies of that of your face on those cards.
It's very, very...
That's true. Good math.
There they are, everybody. Enjoy. Hey, the Loch Ness Monster is in the news again after the largest hunt ever happened this weekend. So, did they... Oh, by the way, the golf tournament yesterday, the Canadian Open yesterday. Man, oh, man, I love the dad-son stories because when you're the father of a little boy, the tears. He's the kid. Oh, God, I got to get... McIntyre, great Scottish name, was the winner of the Canadian Open. And his father, not his regular caddy, was on the bag for him. He was looping for him. He was caddying for him. And just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful win and emotional. And he was there with his father. And I just loved everything. And, of course, you had the right broadcaster. It was Jim Nantz, you know, who was kind of almost drawing a tear in his own eye after that was
over. Did he attempt a Scottish accent?
Oh, there you are. There are at Happy Valley, where I play a lot of my golf. There are two Scotsmen. One is a very good friend of mine. In fact, I dined with him before he went back to the Great White North, not to Scotland, but up north. He's been in the United States for a long time. He's got a very thick Scottish accent, but very easy to understand. So he would say something to you like, "Ooh, Rob Spiewak, I like your cards. Those are nice cards that you got there. Okay. Oh, they're very good." And then there's another guy that I play golf with also, but we are not close friends, but I know him by name, and he will say something. I have ridden in a golf cart for 18 holes with this guy, and I am not exaggerating. I have literally not been able to pick up a complete sentence. He will say things to me, "So, my grandfather, and I'll be nodding, "Oh, that's a wonderful story." And then she comes up and she says, now, the guy that won the tournament, he was on the cusp of moving into that real heavy Scottish, where almost unintelligible Scottish. By the way, I love the dialect.
The guy who speaks the intelligible Scottish dialect,
yes.
Does he understand the other guy?
Yes, he does. Absolutely. Okay. But the joke is, and golfers are so nakedly cruel.
Yes.
That everybody talks about it with this guy. It's the one we can understand and the one we can't understand. And the one that we can't understand is one of the nicest guys, super pleasant, always smiling.
He might be insulting you up and down, though. You don't know. He might not be nice.
No, he doesn't have that chip. I don't think he has that chip at all. But all right. Speaking of Nessie, people from all over the world travel to Scotland for it. Teams of volunteers spread out across the lake. By the way, my Scottish accent now is Mel Gibson's from Braveheart, you know?
Yours requires a lot of moisture.
Oh, you're going to go look for that lovely monster. You're going to go in the nooks and crannies of the nest. There you go. The idea was to have as many eyes as possible watching every inch all at once. And when they ended up finding was nothing. They didn't find a thing. They didn't find a single scale.
Because he's crafty, this guy.
Yeah, zero Nessie sightings. Probably because the Loch Ness Monster doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Blasphemy. Evidence has always been anecdotal, and the guy who took the famous black and white photo from 1934. I didn't know
that
it was
that one looks like a turd.
Yeah. It eventually, he admitted already that it was a hoax. I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know he admitted it was a hoax. What he did was he attached a fake head to a submarine toy. That's all it was. We've been believing that was Nessie forever, and it was a simple toy. Oh, do I feel like a rube?
I do too. I didn't know it was a fake. I always thought it was solid res evidence.
Still believe in Nessie. It's a huge tourist draw. So no one in Scotland's complaining. A 53-year-old woman from Florida. Of course there's
naturally
a woman from Florida there. She was there for the hunt this weekend and said, quote, "It doesn't matter that we didn't see anything. That just keeps the mystery alive." I like the mysticism.
Yeah, she's That's the kind it. Of woman that would take a poll and say, uncertain.
Oh, or, hey, speaking of uncertain, but also I know one thing about Nessie, uncircumcised. That's
really?
That's a good word to say in Scottish. Ooh, the big monster. Monster is uncircumcised. He's got a fire hose down there. There you go.
You should ask those two guys at your golf course whether they're uncircumcised.
Oh, yeah. Are you uncircumcised? You know, where you got the skin down there for which we do not speak. Finally today, spouses with sleep apnea are unnecessarily putting their marriage vows to the test. An estimated 1 in 3 Americans is sleeping regularly in a separate bed from their partner, a move dubbed sleep divorce due to snoring and sleep disorders, according to the recent survey by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Come on in. You can join. Anybody can join right now. New findings presented at Sleep 2024 annual meeting. They have a convention.
I would go. I'd buy all the Funko Pops, all the merchandise.
They could bring bedrooms back together as the use of CPAPs. By the way, Rob Spiewak,
yeah,
do you know what CPAP stands for?
Yes, a colonial person always pleasing.
No, continuous positive airway pressure.
Huh.
That's the CPAP. It
How
blows
about
the
that?
Air into your throat. Recognizing, here's the quote from one of the people at the conference, recognizing that sleep and sleep disorders have an impact on the quality of a relationship could be a powerful motivator for those affected with sleep apnea to adhere to treatment. No findings were given for the other national epidemic, sleep farting. Farting in your sleep.
But that also is constant airflow, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I have a problem now when I get into bed initially and lie flat down. I've been called on it by Mrs. O'Mara, but we at least we're still in the same marital bed. Thank God for that.
Carrie will leave bed if I'm not circumstanced.
Circumstanced. He likes that one. Uncircumstanced. We'll be right back. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show with something else for you. But right now, I want to talk about Nutrafol. Most of us, some of them mean spending as much time outside. Outside. Spend outside the time that we can. We put sunscreen on to protect our skin. But what about our hair?
Yeah.
Make sure your hair is as ready as you are with Nutrafol, ladies and gentlemen. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician formulated using 100% drug-free ingredients. Their patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your sex life. It's so easy. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work.
Yes.
It is the real deal. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step towards achieving your hair growth goals. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol. Did you want me to do it that way?
Yeah, that's beautiful, Mike. That was gorgeous.
Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TMOS. Josh, while you're up in Canada, anybody massing at the border? Rob wants to know.
Yeah,
anybody massing along the river to attack?
No, there were about 200 girls in like choir outfits walking around in at night. That was a little creepy, but
likely story.
Not
I bet
up.
Under those gowns, those are able-bodied Canadians that are ready to attack.
Or it's a scene from the reality of The Handmaid's Tale.
That's what it looked like.
It's scary.
That is, Mike, that was a good reality show, wasn't it?
It sure was. It was, absolutely. Maryland school buses, Rob Spiewak. You wanted to talk about, you know what? I know you wanted to talk about that, but you also mentioned that the local hometown football team is at it again.
Yes.
And there is a name change. Now,
they're hinting
I don't
at
seem
it.
You seem like you don't go 2 weeks without reading a story about, and because we're from I'm from the D.C. area. That's where my career was. Josh is from up there. He lives in St. Augustine, Florida. Rob is still in the D.C. area.
I am.
Dan Snyder, arguably one of the worst owners in the history
certainly
of the NFL.
Certainly the most hated. Certainly the most hated.
Absolutely hated and deservedly so. Just horrible events went on with that franchise. He was mean to the people when he came in, the lifelong people that worked for that franchise. He made terrible decisions, ran the team like a fantasy football
team. Took away my
team,
elevator.
Took Rob's elevator away that he used to get up to the play, the press box to see Frank, Sonny, and Sam. Lots of things went on. But the biggest controversy during Dan Snyder's tenure was the name change, where the pressure from Native American organizations and other organizations to change the name from the Redskins resulted in, they did a poll, right? Didn't they do one of the contests
or something
polls. Like that?
They did 1,000 polls.
Which is the worst way to name a team.
And then
what
remember,
you do is
they
get a pro
did the Washington football team as a placeholder.
Just
and you
horrible.
Know, when I think about that, that's like a cartoon. That is so stupid. But a great way to sell merchandise, I suppose. Anyhow.
I'm
going to
tell you this, though, Rob.
Yeah.
That name, it immediately is a nothing name. There's a great name for a hockey team out in Seattle. Is it the Seattle Kraken? They're the brand new one.
Yes.
What a great name for
it. Yeah,
what
it
a
sticks
beautiful
with you.
Name.
But Commanders, it sounds like a team that was made up for a movie or a TV show.
Every name in D.C. has been this polling thing, and they all have stupid names to start with that are politically incorrect. The Washington basketball team was the Bullets. They had a controversial naming contest. Name them the Wizards, which was stupid.
They and had then, a good name. You know what? They had a good name because, you know, that was when they had just started playing in the Chinatown region of downtown D.C. with the big arch.
Right.
And they were going to go... There were one of the top choices was the Dragons. And
even that would have been better than the Wizards.
An Asian-themed logo, and I thought that was brilliant.
Then the worst of all. The worst of all. You had a legendary franchise, the Washington Senators, that became the Montreal Expos, I believe. That's where that team went. Then they folded, and they were coming back to get Washington a team, and as opposed to just adopting an iconic name and bringing back the Senators, I guess the powers that be, they must be worried about merchandising or something like that. They named them the Nationals, which is still
a horrible name for a team. They tried to say, well, the Senators were originally the Nationals like in the 1930s or something.
Right,
but
no one
remembers that. You got to think of
the
era
Washington
of Honda.
Senators
yeah.
rolls off the tongue. So now we have another crap name, the Commanders. Tell me they're going to get it right this time.
Well, they're flirting with it. They're hinting at it because a lot of people, including the new owners, the Harrises are two of the main owners. They don't like anything associated with the Snyder era. And even though it was the very end of the Snyder era, the name the Commanders was a Snyder decision. So they think it still has the stink of Snyder on it.
I agree.
And they did a recent poll. 58% of Washington, D.C. or football fans in the D.C. area want to change the name. And they finally asked the Harrises, and they said, the name change is not the top priority. However, it is not off the table, which says to me they are setting the table to change the name of the team, and then we got to go through this whole thing again. The other thing that was so crazy, do you remember when they did the Washington football team, one of the reasons that was cited is people went out and bought all domain names for anything they could think of for the new football name. So that if the team changed to, say, I know there was the Warriors, for example.
Yeah.
Warriors was way up there. Some guy owned Warriors.com, WashingtonWarriors.com, WarriorsFootball.com, org, all those things.
Right.
So it's got to be sort of a little secretive if they do it, because you don't want those essentially bounty hunters grabbing.
I've always been a fan of the Warriors.
I
think it's the closest transition to the old name. And by the way, you go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
There's also pressure now from a Native American group to bring back the name Redskins.
Yes, because they have said that it was honoring the logo. Which was a beautiful, beautiful logo of a Native American leader. Apparently, that is looked on by certain Native American groups with favor. And I don't know that particular leader's name, but it was a beautiful, beautiful picture that was on side. But at the same time, I don't know where that stands either. But I've heard about that, where there are Native groups that are saying, bring back that name. However, when you have that particular name, I totally understood the reason for the name change, because back in the day, if you look at the history of the West in the United States, that was a derogatory term for Native Americans, because we're going to go out, Indian fighters would say we're going to kill some Redskins, and there's not. I mean, I get that, but I think this would be a solution. You change the name of the team to the Warriors, and then you put the picture back on the helmet because he's a great warrior.
Yeah, and you
is
know
that no, Josh, have they floated that at all?
Not yet. That was, I thought that was floated back in the first time around when we first heard Warriors, because then you can still keep the tribute. You can still keep the Native American themes without a derogatory term.
I mean, you still, if you look around the league, that particular name is crap because it is a racist name. That is because it's referring to skin color, pure and simple. That's it. It's all there. But you have, I'm trying to go through the league right now. You have, let's see, Indians is not the right term to use. That's why they're the Guardians now.
Guardians, right? Yeah.
But when you talk about, for example, down here in Florida, Florida State University with the Seminoles, you've got that. You still have the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. That is not necessarily a derogatory team. And the Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs, yeah.
So the generic terms that mention Native American heritage are there. I would love to see them pivot on this Commanders.
I would too. And make no mistake, this sort of vague reference to it is step one. They want to see how people react. They want to see where the people's brains are as far as it goes. And then they can move forward. And they're going to research it very carefully. Because if they really want to get rid of the stink of Snyder, which is a phrase I love in this article. They need to do it in an absolutely different way that he did. I say, Mike, there won't be a poll for the name. I say they're going to choose a name if they do it. And then they're just going to roll it out. Because it was stupid the way they did it the first time.
Did Snyder move out of the country? Did I hear that? Did he move out of the country? I thought he moved to Europe.
Epstein Island?
No, it was not Epstein Island.
He bought Epstein Island. Although he could. He probably was.
He took a tremendous price hit. He took a tremendous price hit on his home. So he probably is hurt.
He sold that sprawling Versailles style mansion, right?
A lot less than he was asking.
Wow.
And the rumor is that he now lives in London.
There it is. Yeah, moved out of the country. That's how bad it was for him over here.
Because he dressed up as one of the guards?
By the way, for people who think it's because they lost, that's part of it. But the real reason is his PR when he came into the league was so abysmal.
He did nothing to change it.
And then you would hear the weird stories that I heard from guys that were retired players that would say things like, oh, yeah, I went to training camp and there's an edict out there. You don't address him when he's right. Wasn't there stuff?
Well, all that stuff
during that.
The best story I liked was one of the offensive coordinators he was displeased with, and he called his offense vanilla And he said, you better change it this week. And they lost. And when the guy came to work the next day, there was like 10 gallons of vanilla ice cream poured on his door of his office because he had a vanilla offense.
That's a nice man right there.
That's a good man.
That's the kind of guy you have. If you were a betting person, so they're not speculating at all on the name.
No,
not yet.
One of the coaches did show up to a press conference a couple weeks ago wearing a unofficial Washington shirt that had the Commander's W with some feathers on the side that caused a little controversy.
Ah,
really?
So it might have been a little tease. Let's see how the public reacts to this.
And also keep in mind, they're going to have to see how the sponsors react to it too, because after all, it is a business.
Yeah. And that's what made the decision last time. Uh-huh. The sponsors. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. I wanted to, before we go to break, I wanted to mention very quickly a little incident we had yesterday. And, when you get to, you know, I will be 6'5" this month. I will be 65 years old. I am now.
Oh, I thought you were getting stretched or something.
No, I'm not stretching my leg. I'm having my legs broken and knitted together so that I will be as tall as Josh. Because as Rob knows, anyone who works on this show in any capacity must be shorter than I am. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, go on. Let's hear some more, Squirt.
So here's the deal. I am at an intersection with my wife and my son in the car. We are going to Lowe's after we pick my son up from his sleepover. We are going to look at shelving that I want to put in the garage. And we are, because I want to utilize the garage again the
way
it was,
it's a pleasure trip then.
It's a, and we're looking at, we are desperately in need of a front door. Our front door is really in disrepair.
I love your front door.
Well, the front door no longer is tenable. We have trouble with the mechanism, and it's
for the shelves. Are you going to mount shelves? Or are you going to get shop shelves?
What I want to do is I want to put that the type of stuff that you hang your tools up on, like a pegboard, but a better thing than a pegboard.
Yeah,
I just want to look at
board.
A slat board, which is, you know, you put the little hooks on it and you have that. I've always wanted to do that to make me, even though I'm not handy, to make me feel handy. That's the way I want to do it.
A great thing to get off your bucket list.
It's a great
board.
It's a great one. And then, and by the way, it used to be $500, and we'd bitch about $500, where anything you want to do around the home is $500. Yeah. Then it became $1,000. Well, now it's $2,000. Now, anything you want to do, you want to sneeze, you want a workman to come out and sneeze with a home project, it's $2,000. And I'm looking at the front doors, and it's like $2,000, $2,000. Really? I mean, it's a board with a hole in it. That's what it is. Really? Give me a break.
Knob.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a, the knob. And then knobs extra.
Of course.
Knobs will be extra. That's the way it goes. So I don't know what happened to me, but I was, Michael was talking incessantly about wanting to get cologne. And I said, cologne's too expensive. So mommy said I could get cologne. He's 10. He's at that level. He wants to do that. And he wants this particular cologne. Michael! Can you bring in your cologne?
Hey, while he comes in, I want to say thanks to Stephen Ellis for chipping in this morning. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it.
All right. Very good. Chipping in?
Yeah. He kicked a couple bucks our way.
Super chat.
Yeah. Oh, really? In the super chat. That's very nice. All right. So, thank you. So, Michael and a lot of kids online has been just going gaga.
That looks like a genie bottle. What is that?
Over this cologne. This is, what's the cologne called, buddy? Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Okay.
It looks like a grenade pin on the side there.
Yeah, it's got a made-up French name. How does it smell?
No, what it has, I'm going to zoom in on it.
Is it made by a YouTuber?
It might be. I don't know.
It's made by Daniel Snyder in his beautiful English fragrance camp.
Look what it has. It has a male appendage.
Yeah.
It has a bulge.
And then it has a butt. So it has the butt. See,
that's
the
why
cleft.
They're buying it? You don't want to smell like either of those.
There's the cleft. And
normally, if it's popular with 10-year-olds, it's made by a YouTuber.
Is it made by a YouTuber? It's not made by a YouTuber? He doesn't want to come on camera because he just got up. Welcome to summer. How's summer treating you, pal?
It's an early day for him.
I can keep it in here? Okay, thank you, buddy. Love you.
Can he wear it?
He's wearing it all the time. It's a beautiful bottle. really.
Yeah, and okay, you keep saying this, but what does it smell like?
It smells... the smell is, how shall I describe this? I would say the smell is somewhat of a kind of an Axe body spray.
Strong.
I didn't want to say that to my kid.
I will say this, and you've never worked with, to this day, you've only worked with Mike in person, what, 26 hours, Josh?
Something like that.
In the day, Mike was the finest smelling person in town. He wore the best cologne.
I am today, too.
I can't comment today because I don't see Carolina Herrera right now. But you were, and I'm not a big cologne guy because my father is allergic. So growing up, I couldn't because if I was with him, he would cough and sneeze. So, but the cologne you wear was sensational.
Is that another excuse for you to be cheap, though? Is that just another excuse?
Is that like,
I call it the Valentine's Day excuse? You know,
is that what you call it? Like when you're always talking about me around the house?
when I'm demeaning you in private.
Carla, come here. I want to talk about the Valentine's Day excuse. You wouldn't believe what he said. No, I have a natural musk that is very appealing.
That makes me want to. You do not stink.
No, I never have.
You had a breath issue years ago, but
that
you
was
fixed
more of a
that.
Tooth issue, it turns out. But, you know, you live, you learn. And, Mike, congratulations on him getting his new cologne.
And it says former that president. Smell is supposed to be reminiscent of the old-time barbershops.
I would like that. Does it smell like bay rum?
It has okay. It's got an old timey smell to it.
Why 10-year-olds love it.
I think it's cool that he wanted cologne, but it's expensive, and you know, we shouldn't be throwing our money.
Well, can I take then? Let me take 90 seconds to brag on my son, who does wear cologne a lot. Mm-hmm. He's away from Axe body spray, which is good.
That was always
you could tell when he was up because he would smell that. But 1 week from today, Robert, who, you know, had sort of a tough start in college. We've documented that on this show. He's turned things around. And on June 10th, he will be starting his internship at Monumental Sports, as you know, the owner of your Washington Capitals. And he will be an esports marketing and content intern. It's the one internship he wanted this summer.
The big one.
And I have to thank Ralph Rice for getting his papers into the right hands. But besides that, it was Robert's accomplishments, Robert's record, and dazzled them in the interview.
It's a big
deal. I'm so excited.
That's a big deal to get in. You know that. I mean, you did it yourself. I mean, getting an internship and getting in the door at a place is very,
I told
very
him,
cool.
I said, he says, Dad, you have no idea how excited I am. I said, I do. Because when I got the internship with the Don and Mike show, I felt exactly the same way.
That's wonderful. Congratulations, Robert.
And thank
That's
Ralph.
Wonderful
so
news.
Cool.
That's great. He'll be associated with one of the greatest organizations in Washington, D.C. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, really, they do a wonderful job. And that company is really great to be associated with. Congratulations to
I can't get over how happy
Robert.
He is. It's so great.
So my progeny is behind me in the you know, past.
Oh, that's
side.
Right. You're at Lowe's.
And we come up to a light, and for some reason I had like a weird moment, and I said, I thought maybe it was one of those.
Did you flip your car?
No. Okay. I thought it was one of those left-hand turns where, and we got to get to break pretty quick. I went too long, God, we are really late.
Well, do you want a break? And
I'll finish that when we come back. Okay,
right. And then we'll play a tape.
God, wow, what happened?
No, you'll go long today. Who cares? It's a podcast, not a radio show.
It's Monday. I've got to sleep better. I really do.
Mike, get your ass together. Get your head out of your ass.
I am so sorry. I know. I'm going to get help right now. All right? Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. In a world filled with distractions, finding focus can feel like an impossible task, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing this, Magic Mind. All right? It's right here. Magic Mind. It's the mental performance shot that's revolutionizing productivity. And then when I come up to a red light, green left-hand turn, a red, green left-hand turn lane, maybe I won't mistake it for I can go when the traffic's not coming in the other direction. I'm going to do this.
Here's Mike's going to do his shot right now. I took this stuff this morning. I love it.
Love it.
It tastes great. It tastes like sort of a ginger grapefruit. And it's,
that's excellent. That's a great description.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And maybe, what is it? Maybe an ounce and a half or 2 ounces. But
it's in my belly right now.
It will make you feel on point. I love it.
Listen, folks, it really does make you feel good. You can reclaim your brain is their slogan. And if you grab this, they're a new sponsor, and we'd love to make them happy. So please go out and get yourself Magic Mind, the mental performance shot. It's revolutionizing productivity. It's got mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, essential vitamins. A lot of people that are in the know for health know those terms that I'm talking about. It helps you stay focused, clear, productive, while reducing stress. And I love this stuff. What sets Magic Mind apart, it's backed by over 200 years of scientific studies and developed over 10 years. It's crafted with precision and care with organic ingredients, time-release caffeine, stress-reducing herbs. It's the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, with a risk-free guarantee, it's never been easier to experience the magic for yourself. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind right now. There's a limited time offer that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase with the code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. And
do
we
it.
Thank you, Magic Mind. All right, we have time for a very brief one. Before that, I made a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And then I got confused at the left-hand turn light. That's a totally different story. And then when I was going into the two lanes of the left-hand turn, I
did
drifted in.
Did they have
in.
To file one of those silver reports?
Silver alert?
A silver alert?
I drifted over into the right lane where there was a car. Carla said, there's a car next to you. There's a car. And at that moment, when she said that, I was veering into the left lane.
Okay.
And suddenly when she said that, because I was turning in that direction, I thought that she had said that she meant there's a car on the left. So I immediately turned back into the right where the car actually was.
Yes.
Then my wife was screaming at me. The lady in the car to my right was screaming at me. And my son, I don't think he was screaming at me, but everybody was like,
was
Dad,
smelling
Dad,
great.
What are you doing? Yeah, you're doing it. What do you got? Are you with it? What's wrong with you? And I got so pissed off. Trip to Lowe's canceled.
No.
Took them home.
Then, but how did you get in with no door?
Died. On that note, play your thing. You
okay? Punk. Yeah, Mike. While we're going to do the flip here, but while we do that,
you don't have to play. Elements don't have to be played.
All right. Do want to remind people this Thursday, real quick. Very important,
missed that,
though.
Right? I'm sorry. Yeah. I've screwed the whole show up.
No, today. Mike. You're, really Mike, have. You've never
hey,
been
it's,
better.
It's a podcast. We can go a little long.
Yeah, okay, and we can skip good. A break if we want.
All right.
But anyway, this Thursday, which is what, the 6th of June. We're opening the TMOS portal for the first time.
Yep.
And the one thing you need to know is that we're starting the show that day at 4 p.m. It's a pre-scheduled late start, 4 p.m. Eastern. You stream the show on YouTube. You will see a way to click a link and then come into our waiting room. And if you're lucky, we'll let you in.
A lot of people want to interact with TMOS live in real time. This Thursday, the show will start at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and we look forward to it. All that you have to do is stream it live on YouTube. That's it. And then you'll see where to click to come on in. Then we can chat. We can laugh. We can play some cards. We're going to try to do that again,
That's
which
right.
is a blast. Save the date, Thursday, June 6th. It's a different show we're doing, and it's a different start time, 4 p.m. Eastern. We can't wait for you to cross the portal. See you then. Should be a lot of fun with the portal show. Remember that time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's this coming Thursday. We'll be talking about that ad nauseum tomorrow. So
save the date.
Long right, story Mike. Short, before we get to your sounds, yeah. is that I blew it. And I knew I blew it, but I was embarrassed. I drove Carla and Michael home, and I ventured out on my own for the rest of the afternoon because I was pissed.
And there That's was no it. Silver alert. You found your way home?
I made my way home. Yes,
that's good. Stroke yeah. of midnight.
That's a peach, hon. Yes, sir.
Mike, there's a gentleman who's upset. Because Madonna's show, she's currently on tour, and her show is too sexy. He was not prepared for... Do you have your ordinance ready, by the way?
I do, yeah.
Good. So here is the new hit parody song about the man who is suing Madonna.
Suing Madonna. sexy show. Her dancers and the band were hardly wearing any clothes.
Look at you. You smiled when you did that. How dare you?
Suing Madonna. God. And, you know he high-fives his buddies when he comes up with that.
Of course.
Thinks it's the most brilliant thing in the world. Suing sounds like lady. Two syllables.
Two syllables. Mike, it's bad when you do pornography in an elementary school. That's bad.
Oh, God.
Even if the kids aren't there. That's bad. If it's after hours in a locked classroom, that's
bad. When you say
bad.
Do pornography, you mean make a film?
Any sort of thing. Yeah, video yourself with yourself or with someone else. You're making unacceptable videos, and a lady was caught doing it and dismissed. However, there's a gentleman. He is a Black Panther activist. He's very, very dissatisfied with this lady.
You really can't make this stuff up. It is absolutely appalling, shameful, and frightening that these are the type of educators that are in an elementary school teaching our children. But now we got a teacher in the classroom, on school hours, stripping down butt naked, bending over, and showing everything on the video, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
That's all you could see. Hey, good laugh from Josh.
Hey, we're learning about that sense of humor. We really are.
Yeah, okay, so that's where that goes.
Cellulite and pubic. That is so
now, they're
nasty.
Not on in the morning anymore.
So.
Ew. Oh, Mike, this is a classic story, and we don't hear many of these anymore. It's the lady who didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh, we used to have those. It was like every 3 weeks we'd have somebody giving birth on a toilet.
Well, Mike, you're right. But oftentimes it seems like it's in a place of dining, like a restaurant or a fast food establishment.
Okay.
That's where they give birth. Well, this lady did it at a buffet.
His mother, Tavia, her mom, Tamika, and their family stopped at the buffet for a bite.
You were sitting at the table. Everything was going good.
I wasn't at the table. I ain't make it to the table.
Tavia went straight to the bathroom in pain. She thought it was cramps, but it was contractions.
Well, my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
Mike, mother and child doing well.
I would like you to isolate it to baby.
Mike,
and
wouldn't you know that I've already done it?
There you go.
Are you familiar with the phrase ghost poop?
Ghost poop. No, I am not.
Let's go to one of America's leading TikTok doctors.
Okay, let's do it.
To describe what is ghost poop.
What does this poop mean? If you have this type of poop, you may just be the healthiest person on the planet. And it is... the ghost poop, the poop that you look in the toilet, you're like, I'm sure I pooped, but it's gone. Well, it's gone. Why? Because you probably have enough fiber. You even wipe and you're like, I thought I pooped. I don't see anything. It's because you've got that fiber. You've got enough of those essential fatty acids. Your circadian rhythms are in tune with nature, with the light and dark cycle of the day. And you've got that ghost poop. Follow for more natural health tips.
Hold on. What? There's nothing in the bowl?
Well, it goes down and you don't see it.
Well, how do you not? I mean,
I don't have ghost poop. I don't know.
No. But I mean, if you flush it before you stand up.
No, I think what she's saying is,
can you play it again? Please play it one more time. Since we're giving ourselves more time, I need to figure this out.
I think what she's saying is that the stool is in such a way that when it leaves your body, it goes all the way down the tube and you don't even see it. It's not floating. Certainly.
Well, that
and
would I always be thought I always narrow thought, then.
I always thought floating was the sign of health.
That's what I thought from that movie we played all the clips.
That's right.
With no more odor than a hot biscuit.
What does this poop mean? If you have this type of poop, you may just be the healthiest person on the planet.
Stop it. Pause it again. Start it from the beginning. Is she holding up a tray of poop?
Well, I think they're models of poop because she analyzes different poop.
Oh my God.
It's not real.
How do you know that?
Look at it.
Well, I tell you, if you've got that.
Clay. And if you put that much poop on a tray, it would start to combine. So don't you nasty. Think just the janitor?
All right, you don't have to play the word. Now,
are you sure?
She says it's healthy, but when I Googled it, it says it could mean Crohn's disease,
yes,
polyps, yeah, or cancer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bulky and puffy and like a nice big one. That's the healthy one.
Okay, Mike, I'm no longer going to take poop advice from people on TikTok. That there you go. Cinches it, or as absolutely. I should say, yeah, that you can clinches
take your
it.
Cologne. You can take your cologne. Take that. Yeah.
All right. Let's close with this, Mike. Now, snapping turtles. They're a little different than a simple box turtle. They're mm-hmm. a little more feisty.
Yeah.
And you should give them your you should give them their space, even if you speak sweetly to them.
No.
Those things are as old as
Hey, what you doing, little man?
Careful.
You a little pet.
Yeah, she got nabbed.
I need another playback.
Oh, you do?
I
okay,
need
stop.
Another playback stop before we
music.
Get out of here.
Stop the music.
Oh, my
she's
God.
So sweet to him.
Those things are as old as
Hey, what you doing, little man? What you doing, little man? You a little pet.
He says, did it get you? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, Mike, this is just a little bit of trivia. Snapping turtles are the only turtles that have ever appeared in West Side Story.
That's funny. That's exciting. That's a West Side Story joke that he just
it is.
Made, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, there they are.
They're
the
awesome.
TMOS playing cards. Aren't they wonderful, everybody? Don't Get Happy Society special TMOS playing cards. There they are for you. Order them early. Order them often. They are on sale right now at MikeOMaraShow.com at our store. That's our new item that we were talking about, alluding to last week. They're fantastic, and you will love them. The Mike O'Mara Show Don't Get Happy Society special playing cards.
Buy multiple decks. Yeah, I mean, if you want to play like four-deck blackjack, you probably should buy four decks of them. Just take the jokers out.
That's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Mr. Josh Troca all the way up in Canada. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
It was a baby.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
You lost again.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.